Sedgemoor FM. Somerset's hits.
Jason.
Charlie.
You know how Dave and Nick and they did the whole like 27 hour thing and Dave was here for the whole 27 hours and everything?
Quite the feat, yeah.
Yeah. So what they don't know, what I've not told them yet, is that we're only going to do 27 minutes. We got to. It'll make them seem really impressive if we only do 20. No? After the whole show.
It's not the best end to that kind of marathon thing, is it?
We'll do the whole 3 hours then. Welcome to the show.
Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that's Billy Joel with My Life on Sedgemoor FM. Highs are 20 degrees today, mainly dry with sunny spells.
Sedgemoor's breakfast.
Go, leave the room. They're still here.
You said 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then...
Come on the microphone, you've not lost how to do...
I'm trying not to take over your show. I try not to gate crash other people's radio shows, unlike certain people turn up 3 hours early. You said... Did you not? 20 seconds.
Yeah.
8 seconds later, you started talking.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's not 20 seconds. 8 and 20 are not the same number.
Well, I've done more than I said I would, unlike some people who are just doing the 27 hours and going. Anyway, so Dave is now going after his 27. Hi, Jason, by the way.
Hey, Charlie.
Welcome along to your Saturday breakfast show. Just the 3 hours, though.
Just the three hours.
There's a text topic to make Dave's feet seem even more impressive.
Okay.
So I want you to get in touch. This is a...
Size 7.
If you've been a parent looking after your kids over the summer holiday and having to keep them all under check, I now know
it's
how you
as
feel.
Hard as this.
No, it's not. So basically, to make Dave seem even more impressive today, what we're going to do is I want you to text in and tell me the most pathetic and rubbish thing you've done over the past 24 hours, 27 hours even.
27.
And then what we will do is say that, and then that'll make the marathon seem even more impressive. And then you'll be asleep. Because you're such an avid listener the rest of the time. Go out the door. I want to hear the sound of the door actually closing as you leave. Bye, Dave. In a nice way. Bye, Dave. If you'd like to donate, FITE96#, and then the amount you want to donate, either between £1 and £10, to 770, or justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Freddy's Fight for Life. Jason, how are you, by the way?
Yeah, I'm good.
You had a good birthday as well?
Yeah, it's my birthday on Thursday.
That's cool. We'll talk more about... I can't talk to you about it now. We've run out of time. You had a good time there, didn't you?
Yeah, it was good.
That's cool. Stay tuned, because coming up...
Hi, Dave's still here.
Go home.
Dave's still
go
here.
Go home.
Dave's still here.
Stay tuned, because we're going to have music from Louis Tomlinson and Christina Milian. Get out the building. Go.
Playing Somerset hits.
Now give me a beat.
This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
That's Sheryl Crow with Alone in the Dark on Sedgemoor FM. This is your Saturday breakfast show with Charlie and Jason. Highs of 20, and Nick is still here.
Well, the thing is, we keep gossiping about... We keep talking about what happened over the last 27 hours and what a great 27 hours it was. And I was just talking. I can't stop talking.
If you were amazed by the 27 hours and want to learn more about Freddy's Fight for Life,
yes,
go to justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Freddy's Fight for Life. And Freddy is spelt Y-S.
Yes. Well, not IE.
No.
So with a Y. Give some money, please. Give some money, because it's all in a good cause.
Now, I know you're in a tired state, Nick, but I'm going to get you to play a game with Jason.
Go on.
Because here's the point where we've got game roulette. So as you can see, we've got our roulette wheel. So I'm going to spin it and find out which game on the roulette wheel we're going to play. So I'm just going to...
I like the music.
I should have got you to spin it.
I've got an advantage.
You've done this before?
Nick.
Just because Nick. Yeah.
Oh, because I'm rubbish.
Nick, do you want to spin it?
Yes, please.
Ready, go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Look at it. Yes. It's taking a long time.
You've got a hefty spin.
I have, yeah. It's all that coffee I've had.
It's well built, that wheel.
Yeah, it's sturdy, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's...
Okay, here we go.
Smooth run on it.
It's landed on a game called... Well, I haven't really come up with a name for it yet. But it's to do with time. Because, as you know, Dave's done the everyone's done the 24-hour, 27, whatever.
27 hours.
27. So the Sedgemoor FM 27 marathon thing. So what I'm going to do is give you... I'm going to give you the titles of TV shows and film series, and I want you to tell me whether it's going to be more than 27 hours to watch it or less than 27 hours.
What, so the entire...
So, for instance, like Friends is more than 27 hours because it's 3 days, 14 hours and 32 minutes it would take to watch it.
What, is that one series or one...
The whole thing.
The whole thing, okay.
So... Jason, how long do you think it would take, more or less than 27 hours, to watch the whole of The Office UK?
Ooh, more.
More? Nick?
I think less, because I don't think there's that many.
6 hours.
Really?
So therefore, point goes to Nick there. I don't have a ding. Breaking Bad, Nick, more or less than 27 hours?
Less.
Okay.
I've done this.
Yeah.
I think it's more.
One day, 22 hours and 30 minutes. So Jason gets the point there.
Ooh.
Jason, the entire Lord of the Rings series.
The films?
Yeah. As in, not The Hobbit, so the first three.
They are quite long.
Mm-hmm.
Less.
Less?
I think less.
They're both less. Nick, Lord of the Rings, the extended editions.
Well, you left that bit out.
No, this is another title.
Right, another one.
How long are the extended editions in Lord?
And there's three of them, is there?
Yep, three of them.
So, 27 divided by 3 is 9. So, each one's going to be 9 hours. No.
Okay, no.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going less.
No, it's only 11 hours. Yeah. But it does feel like longer if you watch it.
I thought that.
Jason, the entire Harry Potter series.
Less,
19 hours, 39 minutes. You could have watched the whole thing while doing the whole show.
Before this. And now
you should have done that.
And the original Star Wars saga, so the original 6 films, more or less.
That's less.
You right there?
Yeah, no, I'm mathematically working it out. It's less.
Less? It is. What did you say, Jason? More
I
or
said,
less?
I said less.
Less. It's 13 hours and 17 minutes. Nick, you win that one. 5-4. So, do you know what your prize is?
No idea.
Go home.
To go home. To get thrown out. Yeah, I'm going. I am going, honestly. But just remember to donate. Please donate. $7.0070. It is FITE, F-I-T-E, in capital letters, 96. And then a space and then the pound sign. And then you've got to donate any number between 1 and 10. Because you can only do £10 as a maximum. So if you want to put a fiver, then put pound and then 5. And then send that to $7.0070.
There's a Just Giving page as well, isn't there?
JustGiving.com/crowdfunding/Freddy's Fight for Life.
Yes, so please donate. Dave and I, Dave's probably in bed by now, actually, because he's disappeared. I am absolutely shattered. I'm going to go home and get to bed as well. But it's been a brilliant 27 hours, and we'll be talking about it during the week. I mean, Dave's off, but I will be rabbiting on about it incessantly about what a brilliant 27 hours it was. But we want to, whilst we've had fun, want to raise money.
And do you know the really exciting thing when Nick goes?
What's that?
We can complain how tired we are, and it won't seem like a bag.
I'm going to be this, I'm going to phone in.
Coming up, we're going to have Clean Bandit and Dua Lipa.
Playing Somerset hits. This is 104.2 Sedgemoor FM.
Made in Bridgewater.
And that's REO Speedwagon with Can't Fight the Feeling on Sedgemoor FM. And this is your Saturday breakfast show with Charlie, Jason and Nick still here.
They won't let me go.
We are letting you go. Even Sharky's texted and said go.
No, what they do is they go, look, go. And then they start talking about something, drag me into the conversation. And I start talking. Next thing I know, oh, it's another link, you better go now. And there I am now, talking about the fact that I'm doing a link with you because I'm not gone, because you keep talking to me.
And it might confuse you that Nick's here, because it is past 10 o'clock, but this is your Saturday breakfast show.
Breakfast.
Thank you very much for getting in touch with today's text topic. To make the feats of Dave and or foot, it's a joint feat, isn't it?
No, it's a feat.
It's a feat. To make it seem even more impressive, so they were on for 27 hours. I rocked up for the last three.
Took all the glory, yes.
But I listened for 3 hours before then as well, so that's pretty impressive considering it was 3 in the morning. So we wanted to know, what's the most pathetic thing you've done? So Jason, what's the most pathetic and rubbish thing you've done in the past 27 hours?
Well, I had a lot of chocolate for my birthday.
Oh, so I
spent a lot of time in my pants eating chocolate.
Lovely. Do you want to do that in aid for Freddy's
Far too much. Most people sit in a tub of baked beans to raise money for charity. The most stupid thing I've done is not gone home.
You'll still be here for Andy Henley's show.
I think I will be here on Thursday. What day is it today?
Saturday.
Yeah,
Saturday the 2nd.
It'll be Thursday, the 7th or something.
Rachel got in touch and said she thought about going shopping.
Yeah?
She didn't go shopping, she just like thought about going shopping. And Mark ate last night's takeaway, which is quite... I sometimes think it's better the day after.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm with
Not
that.
With a kebab.
No, because it goes rock hard.
Yes, it does, and that really puts me off it. So, but a Chinese, probably not healthy, but really.
I actually wonder what's in it, actually, if it does that, just when you just leave it overnight.
What, the Chinese?
The kebab.
Oh, yeah, because it really makes you realise how greasy the pit bread was. If
drop
you
it on the floor,
go,
it breaks the tile.
Chip a tooth on it. If you want to donate to Freddy's Fight for Life and find out more about it as well, actually, justgiving.com/crowdfunding/Freddy's Fight for Life. He needs just one operation to help him live. Yeah. You said earlier, it's the one operation he needs, and then that's it.
Yeah, he's got a tumour in part of his heart, and there's only one place in the world that the operation can be done. It's in Boston, Massachusetts. The cost of the operation is £34,000.
Wow.
And it's not like they've got no NHS over there, so everything has to be paid. So they're looking to raise something like £94,000 to cover everything, and I think that's down there to 60 because some of the costs of the actual medication, the operation is being covered by a charity. Even so, we still need to raise £60,000, I think.
So anything will help, and it's great this early in the morning before you've even spent money on like your weekly shop or beer. Just put a pound, £1 is all it takes. So to donate a pound, all you need to do
this time in the morning.
Yeah, I've still got red wine on the brain from last night. FITE96 space, put a pound, put the pound sign, and then just put the number one. And text that to 70070, and that will donate just £1.
Yep.
And every that will help.
Every little helps. Every little helps. Okay,
how much is the population of Bridgewater?
More than one.
Exactly. So if everyone texts £1, we'll get £2.
your maths is amazing.
Because we like to help people, we've got Text Distress coming up next after REM and the script.
Woke up this Edgemore FM. Somerset's hits.